SCOTUS, stay away from the Strait of Hormuz for what is called an interim period after a British-owned tanker was seized by Iran. Another vessel has been released. Tehran said today the seizure was in response to Britain's role in impounding an Iranian supertanker earlier. A British government spokeswoman said today, "We remain deeply concerned about Iran's unacceptable actions, which represent a clear challenge to international freedom of navigation." British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt issued a warning.
We're not looking at military options. We are looking at a diplomatic way to resolve the situation. But we are very clear that it must be resolved.
A former British Royal Navy officer, Rear Admiral Chris Parry, says the Iranian regime has a blatant disregard for international maritime law. He was interviewed by Sky News.
They've done it before. They did it in the 80s. And it's a well-known tactic in the Straits of Hormuz. This is just blatant use of force against the international community, not just the US and the UK.
Here in Washington, counterterrorism expert Seth Jones is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. He says Iran seems to be calibrating its actions in the Gulf.
They didn't target a U.S. ship. They targeted a British tanker. So it's a way to respond without escalating too much. And it's just a seizure. It's not sinking it, so it's not an act of war. It's a calculated, careful response, I think, in a tit-for-tat now relationship between the U.S. and its allies and Iran.
A 42-year-old man from New York is back on U.S. soil, charged with fighting for the Islamic State terror group as a sniper before rising through the ranks to become an emir. Charges against Ruslan Maradovich Asainov were unsealed after the Syrian Democratic Forces handed him over to U.S. law enforcement. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Lawyers for U.S. President Donald Trump's 2016 campaign say they want the use of former special counsel Robert Mueller's report as part of their defense against a